Yo, pair of shore fins and retrogrades. Today, I told you so. On October the 9th, AD 2023. On October the 9th, AD 2023. On October the 9th, AD 2023, I foretold the fiducia supplicans trick. It's really the trick of synodality. And I'm gonna play that for you right now. In fiducia supplicans, Pope Francis took a binary, a yes or no situation. Can you do blessings for SS couples or no? There's a 2021 document by Ladaria affirming no. Just 2 years ago. In 2023, instead of saying, well, we're reversing that, yes, binary, he took a fake middle position, saying, well, I'm going to create a new type of blessing, not a liturgical blessing, but a pastoral blessing. I called out that anything coming out of the synod, the October synod, I called this the second week of the synod, anything coming out of the synod would create a fake middle term that would conceptually bump up, I said, to being really the part of the binary that they wanted to affirm but could not. Do we have that clip, Steph? Let's play that clip.
Here's your
when you're ready.
Here's your outcome prediction. What I think he's going to do in the apostolic exhortation is create a new category. Yes, no. He's going to come up with a middle category. There are several indicia that this is what he'll do. No, women can't be ordained deacons, capital D, diakonos. That's closed. JP2 closed this matter in the middle 90s, right? Francis has to abide that. But in Acts of the Apostles, that word diakonos just means helper. Steph's my deacon around here. She's just ordained. Francis is going to say they're more than just common deacons, right? They're not the proper ordained deacons, but they're in between. This is a binary. Here's your outcome prediction.
Holy cow, we synced that up perfectly, Steffi. High five. Because
what deacon am I?
What kind of deep? You are such a helper. So that was October the 9th. I have called things before on Rules for Retrogrades that Francis was going to do as he's become more and more obvious, but never with this amount of specificity. Now, the crowning achievement in specificity in foretelling, prognostication, will be when over the course of the next 10 or 11 months he uses the fiducia supplicans trick. Can you have blessings? Yes, no. Well, here's a middle blessing that really is a blessing, a pastoral blessing, not a liturgical blessing. And when he applies that to actual women deacons, the only thing that's missing here is I said, I thought deacons would go first before blessings. I mean, but that's the trick. You take a binary position, this is not allowed. X is not allowed. They want to make X allowed and get it to its opposite position. They say, well, it's not an official X. It's not an ordained deacon. It's not a liturgical blessing. It's a new kind of deacon. It's a new kind of blessing, a pastoral blessing. And they'll say yes to that. Holy cow. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Like, not tell you? Not point this out? One must stand up for oneself, for one's life, as Ebenezer Scrooge says. I too often sympathize with Ebenezer Scrooge. Not sorry. That was amazing. And it dawned on me after I did the show Breaking Fiducia Supplicans. Here appears the possibility of blessings for couples of the same sex. That is the direct quote from Fiducia Supplicans. And holy cow, there's so much news. All of these bishops, national bishops conferences or equivalents, coming out and saying, no, we're not going to do this, probably pleases Francis because...
They gave a middle finger to his middle blessing.
They gave a middle finger to the middle blessing. The Zambians, the a big grouping of the English Catholics, the Roman Catholic bishops of Ukraine did it. The Malawians did it. Guess what the U.S. bishops did, reported by LifeSite Catholic. They mostly went along with the blessings for these couples. The British Confraternity of Catholic Clergy, as reported by Damian Thompson, said, we conclude that such blessings are theologically and pastorally, practically inadmissible. This is a huge middle knuckle. If you know the score where Francis said he reversed Catholic teaching on the death penalty by calling it inadmissible, you know that? That was a delicious little morsel. They said, sorry, we're not going to do that. It's inadmissible. There are whispers that he is going to attempt to excommunicate or threaten with some canonical censure those bishops that do not enforce the change. And you still have crazed, coping liars out there saying there's no change. Well, then why is the Vatican saber-rattling about excommunicating those who don't enforce the change? That's the question. This is going to be a quick show. I want to introduce you to the quick show. I had to get in and get out, say a few things. Mainly, I told you so. October the 9th, I played you the clip. I told you so then. He's going to do the same thing, create this false middle category that's really meant to be that which is proscribed. Blessings. Women deacons. He's going to do that later in the year. And so I have a few things I want to do really quickly. Now, in 2021, just to underscore, come here if you're being lied to or gaslit. In 2021, Cardinal Ladaria, the doctrinal chief at the time, who got fired, it is whispered, for this document, for this defense of teaching, for censuring Fernandez and especially Heiner Wilmer, the two CDF replacements that Francis tried immediately afterwards. This is the document in 2021. It is not licit to impart a blessing on relationships or partnerships, even stable, that involve sexual activity outside marriage, as is the case of the unions between persons of the same sex. This is not civil unions, just any relationships, partnerships, unions. Three synonyms for couple. It is not licit to impart a blessing on any relationships or partnerships involving sexual activity outside marriage. Is this the case of the unions between persons of the same sex? That's 2021. If your lying friends tell you no change, here's the document in 2023 from December the 18th. Within the horizon, outlined here, appears the possibility of blessings for couples in irregular situations and for couples of the same sex. 2021, it is not licit to impart a blessing on relationships, partnerships, unions between persons of the same sex, any of those three. 2023, one more time. This is an Ed Fazer quote, who's been great on this. The possibility of blessings for couples of the same sex. Those are dense quotes from 21 and 23. This is a reversal of doctrine. This is formal heresy. There's no question about it. The text is that clear, 2021, 2023. And I even, because I'm a grammar master, I even diagrammed the sentence for you. Paragraph 31 of Fiducia Supplicans. Here appears the possibility of blessings for couples of the same sex. We had to dot, dot, dot that. So here we have it. Can we take a peek at this? Is this clear?
You're going to have to bring it closer.
There we go. So. Okay, yeah. Let's let everyone see this. Okay. So what we have, and this is also a free homeschooling lesson, because I told you the main thing your grammar school age children need to be doing 90% of their day should be grammar. Here appears. Here is the subject of a sentence. Appears is the verb. The possibility. Then we have a bunch. Possibility is either a direct object or a predicate nominative, depending on how you qualify appears, which is a unique kind of verb that can either count as an action verb, which takes a direct object noun on the other side, or a linking verb, which takes a predicate nominative noun on the other side. This is a vague sentence. Appears can be one of those rare verbs that's like is or becomes. There aren't that many linking verbs. So the possibility is either the direct object receiving the action, or more likely it's a linking verb appears, and possibility is the renaming of the subject, the predicate nominative. So what appears is the possibility. That's why I like this sentence as a linking verb sentence. Now, of blessings for couples of the same sex, these are three prepositional phrases. The first is of blessings is an adjectival phrase. Of blessings describes possibility, the predicate nominative. For couples is an adverbial prep phrase describing an adjectival prep phrase, the one of blessings. And of the same sex describes couples, meaning it is another, what kind of couples? Couples of the same sex. So it's another adjectival prep phrase clause. Prep phrases are almost always adverbial or adjectival. They act just like an adverb or an adjective. What this all means is that what appears here, what is existing here, is a possibility. What type? Possibility of same-sex couples in three prepositional phrases. So the word couple, now could we get up this this tweet I just did, Stevie? I looked up the definition of couple for you, and we have two aspects to my most recent tweet, which are the definition of couple. Can we put that on the screen there? Yeah. I will read from it. Two individuals of the same sort considered together. Now, what can we go to the comment I left below it?
Just a second, I have to get it.
Considered together. What a couple being blessed, being considered together means is, in fact, that the couple presents themselves jointly, not severally. So if you go to the comments below that one, I left the top comment and look at what we have. Look at what we have. It's very interesting. So in Part E of Dubia 2, 2E from Duca. Would you click on that, Stevie? We have the answer to the Dubia, which happened September, October, last day of September, first day of October, where Cardinal Dominic Duca was answered in Dubia, and I've been saying ever since they answered him, oh, wow, they're going for blessings of SS couples. Here's how we know. Look at what's highlighted. For this reason, pastoral prudence must adequately discern whether there are forms of blessing requested by, what is that? I can't read it. One or more persons. Meaning, it can be jointly or severally. At law, I hold rights jointly and severally with Steph. Some are several, meaning I have my own, she has her own. Jointly means we hold them together. A blessing jointly is one or more persons, that would be two. Two persons being blessed together. Guess what that is? That is not of the individuals. A joint blessing. This is in the document that first made it possible. And just so you know, when we skip to, would you go to the other picture next to it, Stevie? When we skip to the other pic, there we go. We have couples of the same sex. A sentence, a subordinate clause anyway, which I actually, it's an independent clause, which I just diagrammed for you. Couples of the same sex. And one more time, that definition of couple that I put up onto the screen for you, one more time, is two individuals of the same sort considered together. Just in case you didn't know that, Francis clarified and Fernandez clarified in the part 2E of his dubia responsum back in September, October. One or more presenting at the same time. So this is, it would be one thing if they said, look, the couple can come and they can just one by one, they can get a blessing. Anyone can do that. That's fine. But they said, or if they want, both of them can get the blessing at the same time. That is joint. That is a blessing of the couple. There is no question here. This was outlawed, proscribed in 2021. There is no question. This is formal heresy. There's no other. People are saying it's ambiguous. It's not. It's not ambiguous. And it's so clear as a matter of simple fact that I called it. They said no blessings for SS unions, and they came up with blessings for SS unions. They changed it from liturgical blessings to pastoral blessings. They made up the new category. But they said no blessings. That means none of any kind. Do I need to do a Venn diagram or a truth table for you on this? I was a logic professor in college. No blessings means not one or more of blessings for SS couples. They said, well, we as I predicted on October the 9th, they will make up a new type of blessing and then give that. But even that doesn't work. His tricks, the Sankt Gallen tricks, don't actually work. Because even though you made up a new kind of blessing, which they're going to do, new kind of deacons between Acts of the Apostles, lowercase d deacons, and ordained deacons, and they're going to come up with a middle kind of women deacons that are non-ordained but really ordained. You can't do that with blessings. It won't work with blessings because the 2021 CDF document said no blessings whatsoever. See, you got to get up pretty early in the morning to fool me. And he fooled a bunch of people out there. And I want to read you a timeline. Here's how I was so sure. For one thing, I'm good at pattern recognition. Here's a brief timeline. I will say, in 1990s, pro-Skittles, blessings, Sankt Gallen Mafia Cardinals McCarrick and Daniels begin arranging Bergoglio's election. This is in the middle 90s. They nearly had him elected in 2005. He was second in the voting. Did you know that? Then they got him in the 2013 conclave. Very suspicious circumstances. Saying he is the only one who can reform the church according to their designs. I'll also add, McCarrick said he could do it in 5 years. I want to close on this note. It's been 11 years almost. And they only now are getting to what they really wanted to, the Lav Mafia, over twice as long. I want to talk about how they've remedied the slow bottlenecking process. It's through shilling, I believe, in America. North Americans, who Francis hates, have slowed him up. He's always hated him. As a South American, he always hated North Americans. But he hates him extra as Pope. In 2010, Archbishop Bergoglio, it's the first time that he supported gay civil unions in Buenos Aires. People said he always had, but this is the first time it became public. 2010, Archbishop Bergoglio supports Skittles civil unions in Buenos Aires. In October 2014, the Relatio, the midterm report of new Pope Francis's first family synod, extols the positive aspects of SS relationships, thereby setting the world in an uproar. They took that out of the document, and he bid his time. In 2020, Francis announces to the world in a documentary called Francesco that Skittles civil unions are necessary. The video below, saying we have to give them their rights. He meant globally, every society, we have to decriminalize them, this, and give them their rights. He'd been clamoring for it at least for 10 years since the days of Buenos Aires. Remember, he was a nightclub bouncer in Buenos Aires? That's your Pope. In June of 2021, CDF Cardinal Ladaria, doctrinal chief, released a document. I just read it to you, the 2021 document, denying the possibility of any blessings for these folks. For these folks. Interesting. Now, hold on. After 2021, things get especially interesting. Because between 2020 and 2021, Ladaria had been censuring SS Union advocate, the loudest advocate in the whole church, and leader of the German Synodal Way, Heiner Wilmer. He'd been censuring him, punishing him. I'm the doctrinal chief, Ladaria. I just, in June 2021, he's going to release this document I read from. So I have to censure Heiner Wilmer, the leader of the German Synodal Way, who says openly way more radical stuff than even the blessing of SS unions. In late 2022, Francis seeks to demote Ladaria and side with Ladaria's enemies. Francis never liked the document, which had been released in 2021. And guess who it was reported twice that Francis moved to replace Ladaria with? Heiner Wilmer. The one that Ladaria had been censuring. Allegedly, the cardinals blocked the appointment to the new doctrinal chief, the very man that had been getting in trouble from the outgoing doctrinal chief, over this very issue. Can you believe that? In summer of 2023, at the beginning of the summer, Francis makes the second most pro-Skittles bishop, Tucho Fernandez, ghost author on several Francis documents, Ladaria's replacement instead of Wilmer because the cardinals, we don't know exactly what they did. Somehow they stopped Francis. It was too radical. Fernandez is the second most radical archbishop in the church, and he made him the chief just weeks before the synod opens at that consistory, just a week and a half before the synod opened at that consistory. In September and October, I'm sorry, late summer, Francis disinvites the spurned Ladaria, outgoing doctrinal chief, from attending the synod. He's mad at him over his teaching that the church cannot bless mortal sin in this particular context. In September, October of 2023, Francis and Fernandez answer the dubia of Cardinal Dominic Duca, last day of September, with a doctrinal reversal stating that both members of a Skittles couple can be blessed simultaneously. Remember, I just read you that about 4 minutes ago. One or more persons, both persons at once, can be asked for the couple itself to be blessed. That's what it is for both persons to present themselves. That's why I did the grammar. That's why I showed you the definition. And then on December the 18th, 2023, Francis and Fernandez publish a declaratio reversing 2,023 years of Christian teaching against formally cooperating with SOD via a blessing, a formal cooperation with it via a blessing. And in the midst of all that, October the 9th, about 2.5 months before the decision, I called what they would do. There will be a fake middle position, a new category of blessing of deacon. I was talking about deacons, but I said they would apply it widely. And holy cow. Okay, but now you see how I know what Francis did. Now you see how I'm calling the shots. I had that whole timeline ready to go. That's why I'm able to predict Francis's moves so accurately at this point. I wasn't predicting his moves this accurately at the beginning of his pontificate. Even Ross Douthat from New York Times said the new papal document seems likely to shatter the globally minded Pope faces right-wing American resistance narrative of this papacy because rejection thus far is coming from Zambia, Ukraine, another African nation I read, and English. But America, the U.S. Conference of Bishops, affirmed it. Malawi's the other one, had prohibited the Malawians, The implementation of the declaration and others in irregular situations from going into effect. And Francis is threatening them. On the other hand, most American bishops are going along with Pontifex's blessing for SS couples, reports LifeSite News. Damian Thompson reports that the British Confraternity of Catholic Clergy consists of more than 500 priests in England, Scotland, Wales, and they are rejecting the delicious inadmissibility of it. Do you know why that's a key term, Steph? Inadmissible?
No.
They purposely picked inadmissible because, as I noted before, it is the term that Francis picked for, in 2018, for the new teaching on the death penalty. It's inadmissible. That is a hairy-knuckled middle finger. Wow. 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 We see no situation, says the British Confraternity of Clergy, in which such a blessing of a couple could be properly and adequately distinguished from some level of approval, and it would inevitably lead to scandal. We conclude that such blessings are pastorally and practically inadmissible. In your face, Francis. Now, the thing is, he probably wants the schism that is finally happening. We said there's going to be a schism. This is probably thrilling to him. He wanted to make a mess, his own words, of the church. He has made a mess of the church. Cardinal Mueller dismantled the Vatican Declaration, according to Diane Montaigne. Here's a direct quote. This sounds like exactly what we said the day that Fiducia Supplicans comes out. There are no biblical texts or texts of the fathers and doctors of the church or previous documents of the magisterium to support its conclusions. What we see is not a development, but a doctrinal leap. That's the outpaced ex-doctrinal chief. I read to you the Phaser tweet. Let's see. That's about it. I predicted the trick in Fiducia Supplicans. And man, I have been calling this stuff. I don't know. What do you guys think? Impressive or not impressive? I kind of like a little pat on the back here. Holy cow. Within the horizon outlined here appears the possibility of blessings for couples in irregular situations and for couples of the S sex, the form of which should not be fixed ritually by ecclesial authorities to avoid producing confusion with the blessing proper to the sacrament of marriage. Well, that was never the issue. See, here's the thing. They make a distinction. We don't want this to be confused with marriage. And then the dummies and the midwits say they already distinguished out. I've had people yelling at me not even knowing. The most hilarious tweet that I did on this one was recently. This was really funny. Then I'm going to get out of here. I want you guys able to. I said, in 5 months, Francis will write a letter saying James Martin had the only possible interpretation and Pope Splainers still won't get it. History repeats itself. And a bunch of young Catholics that don't know what this is a reference to, they probably also didn't know what the inadmissible comment meant. Only possible interpretation? That already happened. Francis commits formal heresy in regard to Amoris Laetitia, released in April 2016, allowing communion for unrepentant adulterers. Everyone's debating it for 5 months. Pope Splainers are defiling themselves, crapping in their jockey shorts. And then in September, 5 months after Amoris came out, you've heard me say this a million times. He writes a letter to the Buenos Aires bishops, who gave the heretical interpretation to Amoris Laetitia. He says, you have the only correct interpretation of the document. You give communion to unrepentant adulterers. And as soon as he wrote that letter, he stuck it into the Acta Apostolicae Sedis, meaning its magisterium. And I said, well, this is what in 5 months Francis is going to do with regard to James Martin, the naughty, naughty.
You naughty pet.
Growl. He's going to say you have the only possible interpretation. And literally there are young, idiotic, new Catholics that are somehow know-it-alls that were saying, are you rooting for the church to destroy itself? I said, this is from September of 2016. This is over 7 years old. That's a formal heresy. He purposely stuck it into the AAS, no pun intended here. He took it and he jammed it into the AAS the second he wrote it. And guess what? Guess what? That is recalcitrance. That is obdurateness. He literally wrote that letter, not slyly, but he jammed it into the AAS to say, I'm flaunting this. And that's my closing idea of the day. There are all these young Catholics that have come into the church, and they're the only group besides the goons at National Catholic Distorter, Left Caths, that are rooting for Francis to bless SS couples. But there's been a sea change, and there is limited but growing. Here's another thing I might end up having called correctly. Circumstantial evidence that the Vatican, who Theodore McCarrick said would if you gave Francis 5 years only 5 years, he can change the whole church, get them, the Sankt-Gallen Mafia, back on target. This was one of their big goals. So was communion for divorce and civilly remarried. So was women deacons. Those are the three big goals. He can get them back on target in 5 years. You know what they didn't predict in the Francis pontificate? That fall day when a few months after Francis became pontiff, the kingmaker McCarrick, pedo kingmaker McCarrick, who Francis covered for, you know what he was bragging about, not knowing? Now that he's in office, he's in the chair of Peter, give him 5 years and he'll turn this around. Well, they were shocked that the Americans, the North Americans who Francis hates, would rebuff them. So it's taken 11 years and they've only gotten one of the goals accomplished. Here's him saying it.
He said he could do it, you know. He said he could do it, you know. I said, what could he do? He said he could reform the church. He gave him 5 years, he could put us back on target. And he's 76. They said, yeah, 5 years. If you had 5 years, the Lord working through Bergoglio in 5 years could make the church over again. Could make the church over again.
Oops. So they were cocky about being able to do it in half the time that it's taken, and the American church stood in their way. So what the circumstantial evidence appears to be, my friends, I'm not sure, but there is evidence that's circumstantial, I think what they did is they said, wow, the North American commentariat, myself included, many others included, you know all the names, you know, Crisis Magazine, Eric Sammons, Taylor Marshall, Anthony Stein, all of the guys, they've really created a real hassle for us, so we had to slow it up. So in the last 18 months, in particular the last 9 months, on Twitter, you get young people stumping for the USCCB. I did a tweet mocking the USCCB rolling over on this, no pun intended. And for the first time ever, the USCCB, who usually has to turn off comments, remember that, Steph?
Oh, I love that.
There were young people
so good.
Being like, hey, the bishops are great. And I've seen a lot of people reverse their tack on Francis. I think what's happening is actual shilling. I don't mean shilling or grifting in the colloquial sense. I mean, they've been reached out to by one of the dicasteries, communications dicasteries, and they've said, look, say pro-Francis stuff and we'll give you this much because you're not a left calf. You're American. You have a young audience. This is what I think is happening. There is no other explanation for the fact that no one would defend in America, in the right-wing media, I'm not talking about left calves, in the young Catholic Church, 2018, 2019, TNT was all the rage. That died down a little, but the reversal makes no sense because from 2018, 19, 20, Francis has only gotten worse with the mask dropped. When the mask drops more on a dictator or a dictator pope, You don't get more grassroots support, you get less. Unless you are running a top-down propaganda program, which includes shilling. So I am the first one to tell you, I think. Then this prediction, I'm not sure about. It's circumstantial evidence. I was sure about the other stuff. I think there's a good chance there are now in America, to obviate that problem they ran into that they didn't initially expect. Listen to McCarrick. Play that in your head. We need to get around the North American problem. They really gummed things up. Gummed up the works and didn't allow us to do what we were going to do. Think about it. Check it on Twitter. All of the Pope's planning, which really kicked in 9 months ago, a little bit more 18 months ago, coming out of Beer Bug. But really 9 months ago, the shilling, and I've seen slightly more direct evidence than just what I'm reporting here. I don't want to get into too much trouble. Even I know my limits. But I will just say, I think it's an absolutely realistic possibility. I'm looking into it a little bit more now. I think there is real Vatican shilling happening. It's the only possible interpretation for grassroots appearing support with young, non-radical leftists for this absolute heretic pope now. I mean, I wasn't even calling him an absolute heretic pope even after Amoris Laetitia. There's been so much, and he was, but I was being cautious even after the AAS letter confirming Amoris Laetitia. But now, from then to now, those 7 years, it's so much more certain. I am absolutely confident in saying, look, this is a heretic pope. Why would anyone besides leftcats, James Martin SJ types, support what's going on? The support in the cardinalate and the episcopacy is low. In 2016, you didn't have Zambians, Malawians, English. Who else did I read? Polish? I forget. All of the official bishops' conference saying, no, this is heresy. We're not allowing it. There's much more support for the anti-Francis pushback now, but there's less among the far right-wing Catholic social commentary, particularly among the youth. That makes no sense. I'm looking into it. And I, as I've now shown you, have called this better and better and better and more clearly throughout the pontificate. Wait until he does the middle category of women deacons. Let me say it loudly. That will be horrible for the church, just as all this is. But it will be a kind of a glorious day because that's so specific. I have that locked in time. He's going to do it. God bless you all, parish orphans and retrogrades. Deus vult. This pontificate will not last much longer, if that's even what it is. Wait it out. Don't fly off the right side of the bark. Stay here. Only goons fly back and forth between different religions. Deus vult.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.